Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our second lesson, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning at the 18th verse. And dear brothers in the faith and sisters, consider your calling. That's what today's lesson says. It says, consider your calling, brothers and sisters. In other words, let's take a look. Let's take a good hard look at what it was that God called when he called you. Let's take a good hard look at where it is you come from. Where do you come from? Well, in answer to that question, some of us might think back to the old neighborhood, the place where we grew up, or maybe the state where we were born, something along those lines. We say, this is where I came from, and we point to a map. Now, others of us might take that a step further, and maybe we have gone to the Hall of Records and we have researched our ancestry back to this or that country someplace else in the world. We point to the record books. Some of us have taken even another step further than that, and we've done gene testing to see where we hail from. We've turned to and pointed to DNA. My wife and I enjoy watching a program that's on about once a week. It's called Finding Your Roots. I don't know if anybody's seen that show before. Finding Your Roots. And what they do on the program is they research the lives of various celebrities. Ordinary folks aren't on there, but celebrities are. And they look up the records. They look up their DNA. And they come up with some surprising facts, interesting connections from the past. Surprising things, interesting things. But that's about as far as it goes. Because how much farther could you go? I mean, you got now some conversation starters, some things to compare notes about, some things to say, oh, I never knew that was the case. But unless your ancestors were brought here under compulsion, like the slaves were, you're going to find, I think, looking out among your fellow congregation members, stories that are, for the most part, pretty much the same, where we came from. Now, we all want to think that there's famous people in our background. We all want to think that there's celebrities in our background, but again, for most of us, I think it's pretty much the same old story. The story goes something like this. It was a hard life in the old country. There were no opportunities in the old country. There was no future in the old country. And so our ancestors crossed a dangerous ocean in a sailing ship with $5 in their pocket and came to this country. Interesting. Surprising, maybe a few things in there. But interesting and surprising isn't really enough. You got to dig deeper than that to see where we came from. And with all the interesting and surprising stories, there's only one story that is the important one, that's the essential one. And to find that story, you're going to have to look someplace else. If you're still pointing to a map and saying, that's where I came from, you haven't gone far enough. If you're still going through the Hall of Records to find your ancestry, you have not gone far enough. If you're still looking at DNA, you haven't gone back far enough. The story's written someplace else. It's recorded someplace else. I'll show it to you. This is the little catechism of our church. And if you point or you look at the very first page where the whole thing starts, right there, you are going to see recorded your history, where you came from. Because when you open to the first page, the first thing you're going to run across is the Ten Commandments. And as you read the Ten Commandments, see if you can't find yourself there, your story recorded there, just as much as it would be a record on DNA. See if you can't find it there. And let's ask the question, looking at the Ten Commandments, here we go. Do you fear, love, and trust in God above all things? Do you remember to call upon the Lord in every situation? Do you honor His word and stand under it rather than over it in judgment upon it? Are you content with what you have, or do you long for other things? Do you spread tales or love gossip? Do you exact vengeance and return hate for hate? Do you cut corners or make excuses for yourself when it comes to the ways of God? Do you? I would put it to you that written right there in those Ten Commandments is your true DNA. Written right there is your true ancestry. That's where you come from. That's what the good Lord had to work with when He worked with you. It's all there in the Ten Commandments. Now, you can grow up with the Ten Commandments, and that's a good thing. King David did. But like for many of us, as he heard the word of God, a lot of things didn't register until one day he sinned very badly, and it finally hit him over the head. He wrote about it in the book of Psalms. He said, "Lord, as I look at your commandments, I realize something. Surely, I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." That's my real DNA. That's the one I can trace all the way back, way, way back. How far? Well, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. David said that, but his father, Jesse, could have said the same thing. And Jesse's father, Obed, could have said the same thing. And Obed's father, Boaz, and mother, Ruth, could have said the same thing. And your parents could have said the same thing, and your grandparents and your great-grandparents. And what you're doing is you're going beyond just, see, there on the map, that's where we came from. Or there in the Hall of Records, that's where we came from. Or there in the DNA, that's where we came from. You're tracing it all the way back to what? You're tracing it back to our very first parents, Adam and Eve, who very much wanted to be celebrities, didn't they? Satan told them, he said, "You can be like God, that's a celebrity. That's an amazing thing." And so in their disobedience, they took from the fruit of the tree so they could be just like God. And they passed that on to the rest of us. Did it work? Are you just like God? Descendant of theirs? No, actually, what are you? Well, Adam and Eve, they could pass on their sin to us, but what if they looked back? What if they looked back to where they came from? Where did they come from? Do you remember from the Word of God? Where did they come from? It says dust. That's a nice word. The word is dirt. Dirt you are, and what? To dirt you will return. Dirt you are, and to dirt you will return. Now that is one impressive lineage, isn't it? Such noble birth. Dirt you are, and to dirt you will return. And so today's lesson. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, St. Paul says, "Take a good hard look at your calling, brothers and sisters, that there weren't many of you who were wise according to the flesh. Not many of you were powerful. Not many of you were well-born or noble-born. On the contrary, the foolish things of the world God chose in order that he might put to shame the wise. And the weak things of the world God chose in order that he might put to shame the strong. And those of no birth at all, who have no existence at all, God chose the things that have no existence in order that the things that do have existence, he might put them out of action. He might render them ineffective so that no flesh might boast in the presence of God." What you learn is that there are a lot of things in this world that are unclear, but there are two things that are very clear, and it's not death and taxes. There are two things that are very clear, and first of all, that God is not beholden to you. God does not owe you anything. God owes no sin or anything whatsoever. None of us have anything to boast about before God. We don't have anything to offer to God. Surely I was what? Sinful at birth and sinful from the time my mother conceived me. And if I go back far enough, what am I going to find? I'm going to find dirt. That's what I'll find. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. That's the one certain thing. There's one other, and that is this. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I'm the worst, 1 Timothy chapter 1. St. Peter knew about that when he was called to faith. Because when he was called to faith by our Lord Jesus, he said what? He said a prayer very earnestly. This was his prayer. He said, "Depart from me, Lord, for I'm a sinful man." St. Paul knew what it was about when he got called by the Lord Jesus, because he sat in a darkened room for 3 days, unable to see, and he was confronted with how his whole life had been a sin against God. And so both St. Paul writes and says, today's lesson, take a good hard look at your calling, brothers and sisters. Take a good hard look. You weren't wise. You weren't powerful. You weren't able to make things happen. You weren't of exalted birth. You weren't of refinement or accomplishment. You're none of those things except a sinful person. But from God your Father, you're in Christ Jesus. And there's your miracle. You are in Christ Jesus. Something came from God to you. You're in Christ Jesus. You got baptized into his name. You were given the Holy Spirit to believe. You were pardoned for all of your sin in the blood of the Lamb. From him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us our wisdom and our righteousness and our holiness and our redemption. It's all Jesus. And how did it happen? It happened out of God's mercy, out of God's grace, but that's the way the Lord works. He seems to love taking nothing and making it into something. He likes to take lost and condemned people and make them his children. And so we read, take a good hard look, brothers and sisters. Take a good hard look at your calling. There was sin there, still is. But there's also mercy. There's also pardon. There's also forgiveness. There's also the shed blood of Jesus. There's also his cross. So that as it is written, it may always be. The person who boasts, let them boast in the Lord. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.